everybody. So this last weekend, our recording software malfunctioned. And so I just wanted to give a quick update on what we spoke on this past Sunday in the middle school room in GSM. So I told this story about how whenever I was in seventh grade, my brother got a brand new bike for his birthday, and he had been wanting this bike so badly for years. And so finally the day comes and he gets this new shiny bike and it's beautiful and he's so excited. And we go outside and like all good brothers do, we start to come up with contests that we need to be having. And so I say, why don't we have a skid mark contest? So I am just so excited and I think that I can do this way better than my brother. He gets out on the bike, rides his bike, hits the brakes at the mailbox, makes a skid mark, and I know in my mind, I'm 4 years older than he is. I can ride my bike way better than he can. And I get out on the bike, I pedal, flying around the corner. But what I don't realize is that I've never used a bike that has hand brakes instead of a reverse pedal to brake. And so I come around the corner, I get to the mailbox, and I go to hit the brakes, and I have never experienced a front brake on a bike before. And so instead of grabbing the right handle, I grabbed the front brake and I flipped that bike end over end, threw myself off of it, hit the pavement, blood everywhere, just crazy huge crash. And I turn and I look and the bike is mangled and scratched and it looks terrible. And I realize I've taken this brand new thing. My brother has gotten this gift that he's been given, and I've just totally wrecked it in that moment. And there's not a lot that I can do to try and put it back together, especially as a seventh grader with a broken tire, flatness, like just bent handlebars. I don't know what to do, but I realize that I've broken this. And so this Sunday, we looked at Genesis 1, and kind of the reason for why the gospel of Jesus Christ is important. And in order to do that, I wanted to take us back to the very beginning when God creates everything, starting in Genesis 1, creates it in a beautiful way. Every day he finishes creating the earth, the sky, the sun, the moon, animals, the oceans, everything. And he says, this is good. And not only that, but on day 6, he creates mankind and says, this is very good. And so we looked at 4 different relationships that God created humans to have. And the first one was our relationship with God. The second one was our relationship with our own selves. This sense of we know that we have been made in his image and that he has created us very good. The third thing is our relationship with each other. Adam and Eve had a relationship with one another in the Garden of Eden, and it was good. And the last thing is Adam and Eve's relationship with creation. They had been given this garden of food that they were able to eat and was able to sustain them. And so in that, they had these 4 relationships that were all created very good, and it was the way that it was supposed to be from the very beginning. Unfortunately, in Genesis 3, Eve is tempted by the serpent, who is Satan, and he comes in and begins to twist God's own words, who had given them one command, which was do not eat of the tree in the middle of the garden, because if you eat of it, you will surely die. And so the serpent twists God's words, and he says, did he really say, if you eat of it, you'll surely die? And so Adam and Eve give in to this temptation to not just obey God, but they go one step further to say, I want to be like him. And so this command that was obey me and out of that you love me becomes this twisted thing where they say, we want to be like God. We want to be God of our own lives. And in that, they take the fruit and they eat of it together and they just fracture the beautiful creation that God has made. And so in that, these 4 relationships that we see that play out even still today have been broken. So Adam and Eve hide from God in the garden, where once they would walk with him and hang out and talk with God freely in the garden. They had this beautiful communal relationship broken. Adam and Eve They knew that they were created good, but as soon as they ate this fruit, their eyes were opened. They saw that they were naked. But it wasn't just a, hey, I don't have any clothes on. This nakedness that Scripture talks about is a deep sense of shame that we feel even now when we look at ourselves sometimes in the mirror and we feel like there's something in us that is broken or wrong, and they have this sense of shame about what they've done. This sin now that has covered them brings on this guilt and shame that is just an enslaving factor in their lives that just hangs in on them. And so their relationship, even with their own selves and how they view themselves as God's creation, is broken and fractured. Adam and Eve's relationship as a community, as a relationship, as the first marriage is fractured because God asks Adam, what is this that you've done? And he says, this woman that you've given me, it's her fault. And so he starts this blame game. And now this beautiful relationship that was now begins to look like finger pointing and just miscommunication and trying to pass the blame onto someone else other than yourself. And so that relationship now has conflict and is broken. And the last thing is, after this happens, God lays out a few curses for Adam and Eve, the serpent. And most importantly, towards the end, as he's cursing Adam, he says, this ground that you live off of, now you must toil and work, and by the sweat of your brow, you will work the land, and it will not bring forth food for you easily. And so before this, the fruit, everything that was given to them came easily to them. But now it is difficult, and they have to work the ground, and they will toil and sweat over this all the days of their life. And at the very end, he even begins to spell out what death is going to look like for them, that you will work this ground, and from this dust that you were breathed into, that you were made out of, you'll one day return to that same ground, and your life will end. And so we watched how this beautiful creation that was made was broken when Adam and Eve thought that they could become like God, that they knew what they were doing better than what God was doing. Kind of in the same way that I thought I knew what I was doing with this brand new, shiny, fancy bike that my brother had gotten for his birthday. And I took this gift that had been given and I wrecked it. And each and every one of our students have experienced this because that's our story, that we've been given this gift from the very beginning of time as humans, as mankind, and we wrecked it. Sin entered the world. Things became broken. We bent the handlebars. We ripped up the tires. We scratched the paint, and it is irreparable damage that we don't have the power to fix. And so we used this last week then to intro the need for why the gospel of Jesus Christ is important. And I wanted to let that hang at the end of this week to say something needs to be fixed. Somehow what's been broken needs to be put back right. And following this, on this next Sunday, we're going to start in Genesis 12 and move very quickly into what is the gospel? What is God's plan to redeem what's been broken? And so we're going to start to look at that this next week and the following week as well for the third and final week in this series, as we really just look at what is the gospel and how is that spelled out in our lives and what does it mean for us? And so I think this is a good way for us just to get back to basics, especially as 6th, 7th, and 8th graders at the start of the year. Even every Sunday, we need to be reminded of God's grace in our lives and his mercy that he gives us. And so this is a great way for us to just look at who Jesus is, what he's done, and what that means for us as middle schoolers. So I hope this was helpful, and I'm really looking forward to next week. Have a great week, everybody.